episode 343, You've Got What It Takes.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? I pray you're feeling awfully magnificent on this gorgeous day. It is sunny and shining here. And for once, you know, I mean, seriously, during the Christmas season, should we even have gray skies? I don't think so. That should not be allowed in the weatherman's book. Well, I'll have to have a little chat with God because I know we've been having a lot of gray. In fact, I walked out today and the sun wasn't quite shining. I mean, it was out, but it was just still rising. And we had all of these geese and they were loud. I mean, they were screeching. And my sons looked at me and said, Mom, what did you do? And I said, I didn't do anything. Now, see, I'll have to tell you a story later about birds and me. Because birds and I go way back. But anyway, they're like, what did you do to upset them? I said, I didn't do anything. But you see, we've had such warm weather, and it's unusual where we are here up north, that they hung around, and I think they forgot to travel a little bit to warmer weather a little further south, and now they're mad because we are not even above freezing today. We won't get that, and we don't even have any snow on the ground. But you know, it's kind of weird. Does weather ever kind of predict your mood for the day? Oh, drives me crazy when that is. Well, hey, come on in. Take your shoes off. I don't care if you're wearing boots or you're wearing your heels or maybe you're wearing your running shoes because you just got back from the gym. Awesome sauce. It's great. Come in. Have a seat on me. And guess what? It's day 48 of the 60-day push. Yes! 12 days away. No, and it won't stop there yet. We're going to keep going on things. You know it. Life, I mean, come on, the game of life never ends, right? You are playing it. You are in it. And so you might as well invest in you because if not, who else is going to, right? Seriously. Okay, if you're brand new to the family, we got to get these domestic beauties out of the way. But seriously, I love when new people discover Create Your Now. Welcome to the family. We are a crazy family here. Why? Because we're all over the world crazy. We are all living different lives, taking different journeys, yet we're doing it what? Together. And there's just something about it knowing that you have an extended family out there. And I do. I really believe that you are part of my family. And I pray that you feel that too. You know, because if I could, I would just open up my household and say, come on in, because that's really what I would do. My husband might kill me, but that would be for just another day, right? He would let me live through that because he would not want cleanup afterwards. Okay, so we got to get going. You've got what it takes. Do you ever feel like you don't have what it takes? And you're like, I'm just done with this. And this whole 60-day push thing needs to go, yeah, under the carpet. I don't even know why I keep listening to you. Well, number one, you don't have to be doing the 60-day push to do this. If you are new, though, and you're wondering, what is all this commotion about? Text 60-day push, 60-DAY-PUSH, to the number 44222, and you will be able to get some tools and strategies delivered right to you. It's real easy. It's real simple. I promise you, your inbox is not going to be bombarded because I love you too much for that. I get way too many emails in a day, and so I totally get you. But if you're wanting something to help you, just little steps, nothing big, right? We're here about what? What am I, the KISS coach? The Keep It Simple strategy. Easy solutions. We're all about kisses here. So we're not going to go into things where it takes 20 minutes to read something. No, it's short to the point where you can get some easy strategies to implement in your day-to-day living. Okay, so when you question yourself, you got what it takes, what goes through your mind? You know, there's no one better to live your life than you. Think about that. There's no one better in life that can live your life like you can live it. I mean, come on, God handpicked you to do this. You may not be up for the job, but I guarantee you he's given you all the tools that you need in order to succeed tomorrow. Have you thought about that? Well, I know sometimes we don't always feel that way, do we? I was feeling somewhat bummed and worn out as I was hurrying and scurrying around to get through my day. And I stopped at one point and found myself just kind of throwing up my arms and said, Lord, get me through this. And it wasn't anything, I mean, nothing really major was happening. It was just what? The game of life. It was just me going about the, you know, what I had on my calendar. And I'm like, you know, it's the busy Christmas season and the holidays and there's always stuff happening. But that's when the stakes are highest. It's the little moments and how we respond to them. You've got what it takes, though. And so I thought, okay, well, I just keep going. It's like the next thing. Yeah, I do exactly what I talk to you about every single day. What's the next thing, my next step? So whether you really want to admit it or not, you are always creating impact every day, okay? Every day you are creating impact. Now, that impact can be negative or it can be positive. It's a choice. Again, it comes down to how you respond. E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. So in the middle of my hectic, chaotic, totally maxed out schedule of a day, delivery guys arrive and they're getting all the stuff unloaded. And it was for my daughter. She recently had a birthday. And so we got her a few new things, needed to update some stuff. And so, you know, but between that, it was just me and the guys. There were two guys. They were young guys. And we were sharing chit-chat back and forth. And at the end, I asked a simple question. What can I do for you? They paused, obviously caught off guard. And you know, like I said, they were young guys. I mean, well, at least younger than me. You know, they're lifting, doing all this furniture movement and things like that every single day. And I was not the first delivery on their list that day. But they were caught off guard. Well, I offered them drinks, and I then continued to apologize because I didn't have any homemade goodies for them. But I did have some fresh cookies from the bakery. They kind of looked at each other with such delight as they said yes to my offer. I told them how much I appreciated their hard work, paying attention to the detail, taking care of my home as they were coming in and out. You could tell they were genuinely taken by surprise. Impact. You've got what it takes. You see, that was just me giving out and asking a simple question of saying, what can I do for you? I can tell you're working hard. And I don't know that anybody had ever done that for them before. And I was just like, well, hey, this is my way of saying thank you. Because a lot of times now when you get deliveries like that and you pay for deliveries, you can't tip them anymore. It's not allowed. It becomes store policy because then, I mean, anyway. So I was like, well, what's another way to show generosity? And obviously, you know, they were surprised. And they stood there and they looked and they carried on a conversation with me. They wished me Merry Christmas. And they smiled. In fact, they went out before they took off to their next move and their truck was out there for just a few minutes. I think what? They took a time to breathe. Impact. You've got what it takes. It's amazing how life can be so simple, but yet it's not easy. And we don't make it easy. It's in those mundane things, the daily to-dos, the kiddos, the hubby. I mean, come on, the hubby. No, I'm joking. I love you, sweetheart. But seriously, right? It is crazy. And sometimes you just want to go, just lock me up somewhere. Just give me peace, a padded room, and I'll be fine. You create impact. But you also need to know that you got what it takes. And sometimes I think you're just ready to hang into the towel way too soon. I was kind of feeling that pull on that day when I said, Lord, you got to help me on this one. Yeah, I talk to him all the time. I think sometimes he wants to hang up on me. You again? But in one of our previous episodes, I think it was episode 180, Your Life's Impact, we talk about what impact means, okay? We broke it down into an acronym. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. I am P-A-C-T. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. In fact, it's very hard for me now to even say that word without thinking about the acronym. Because I'm like, yeah, that's really what, if you think about the definition of the word impact, and then you take it and own it, I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. Well, that's what's happening here in the 60-day push. Here, we're creating a sense of urgency where you can actually take aim. Action ignites motivation. A lot of the times we're drifting through life. We're just floating on the boat, waiting to get off at the next stop to do this. We get back on, wait to the next stop, get off, take care of that, get back on. When a big wave comes or whatever, man, we see what happens. We hold on tight. Sometimes we make it to shore, sometimes not. Sometimes we lose a few things. Well, and then, okay, it's calmed down a little bit, so then you go about. Drifting through life is not fun at all, but we do it. I do it, even. And so it's so important to sit here and to remind ourselves what? You got what it takes. You got to create impact. So today, that is your kiss. Recreate your impact. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. And I say recreate because we all have those starting points, right? But it's not about starting fresh and new all the time. Because when we have that mindset, then we're not acknowledging the stuff that we left behind. We need to acknowledge it. We need to say, okay, I tried that. It didn't work. So now I'm going ahead. So that re part, that R-E in front of it is key. So to recreate, it's that next stepping stone. That doesn't mean that you give up everything that you've learned, the good and bad and the ugly, but you're continuing to what? Move forward. So recreate your impact. Is your kiss. Number one, how are you going to do that? Be intentional with your aim. Be intentional with your action igniting motivation. Again, don't drift. You want to be driven. Let me say that again. Don't drift. You want to be driven. Be intentional. Number two, I want you to be vocal. You're like, what? Be vocal? Yeah, like I'm talking to you. Okay, that doesn't mean you have to have a podcast. But when I say be vocal about your aim, that means express verbally in the actions you are taking. You're going to do it, then do it. Follow through with it. Be vocal about it. State it. Own it. Okay? Number three, be visual. Keep it in front of you. Don't hide it under a bushel. No. You don't want to do that. You need to keep it in front of you. It's got to be visual. That aim has got to be right there. Because if not, well, you know, we put it in the linen closet and we wait for a rainy day and that rainy day never comes. And then what happens? Well, you can't even recreate because you didn't even know it still existed. And finally, the ultimate reminder is that I'm carrying your belief torch. I'm carrying it for you until you're ready. I got to carry it for you. Why? Number one, well, because you matter. And number two, somebody's got to do it. And until you're ready to do it, I'm willing to. You've got what it takes. Don't give up on yourself. Don't wait. And think about this. This transformation, the transformation that we're talking about, I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. This may be financially. This may be something within your family or your marriage. It may be career related. It may be health related. It could be spiritually related. This transformation doesn't mean that you're like, oh, I'm going to look like a different person on the outside. No, you begin to transform from the inside out. I guarantee you, you will have this joy of glow about you. Or maybe I should say a glow of joy about you that is indescribable. So don't wait. Don't delay. You've got what it takes. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.